Chapter 14, The Fight. I stopped and looked behind me. Joe was closer now, and the smile on his face looked very unfriendly. I was caught. I could not go out of the door, and Joe was right behind me. I turned around quickly and ran towards Joe. Before he knew what I was doing, I put my arms around him and started dancing. He was very surprised and tried to pull away from me, but he couldn't fight properly. He was afraid that the other people would notice. I looked over my shoulder and saw the tall man standing helplessly on the side of the dance floor. I pushed Joe into the middle of the dance floor where there were lots of other people dancing. Then I felt something sharp touching my back. It was a knife.
"Stop trying to be funny, Samuel," said Joe angrily. "Stop dancing and go over to the door, or else I'll push this knife into you."
We were right in the middle of the dance floor and a long way from the tall man. Joe was holding a knife against my back. Some of the other people around us had stopped dancing. They were staring in surprise at the sight of two men dancing together. I lifted my foot and kicked Joe's leg as hard as I could. He gave a cry of pain and fell to the floor. I looked around to see where I could run to. Joe's tall friend was coming through the dancers towards me. I turned around and ran off the dance floor. I looked back over my shoulder and saw that both Joe and his friend were following me. I ran between the tables where people were eating. The floor was slippery and I fell over. As I fell, I knocked over a table and the plates of food and glasses fell on top of me. I got up quickly and ran out through one of the doors into the kitchen. Then I stopped and counted to five. As Joe and his tall friend were coming towards the door, I pushed the door closed as hard as I could. There was a loud bang as the men ran into the door. I smiled and turned round, but I did not smile for very long. Three cooks were coming towards me with big kitchen knives in their hands. I looked at the cooks and at the knives they were holding. I thought about running towards them and trying to fight them. I decided that it would be a stupid idea to try and fight three big men with knives. To my left, there was a very big saucepan full of boiling soup on the stove. I picked it up and threw it at the cooks. There were loud cries of pain as the hot soup hit the three men. Just then, the door opened behind me. Joe and his tall friend stood in the doorway, and the tall man was holding a gun. There was a loud bang as the gun went off. The bang was followed by a scream of pain from one of the cooks, because the tall man had shot him in the foot by mistake. I quickly picked up a large pile of dirty plates and threw them at Joe. He saw the plates coming, and he tried to move away. As he moved, he slipped on the floor and fell onto a pile of broken plates. Without waiting, I ran to a door at the back of the kitchen. The door was locked, and I banged against the door with my shoulder. The lock broke easily, and I pushed the door open. As I ran out into the dark street, I could still hear the shouts and cries coming from the club. I came to the Chrysler and bent over to open the door. Just then, there was a noise behind me. I turned around and saw a man with his arm raised. Then I felt a terrible pain in my head. Everything went black. I fell to the ground, unconscious.